Recording has started. Hey, yo, this is the Enigma Self. I was your boy, Enigma Self Timber. Here with my man, Scott Jenga, in the building. What's good, playboy?
What it do? What it do? It's your boy, Scott Jenga, man.
You know what
Enigma Self.
Shouts out to all skinny niggas, fat niggas only on this side, though. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to for real, though. Y'all niggas gonna live long.
I need some weight on me. I ain't gonna lie to
you. Nah, you straight.
I need a little weight on me.
You don't want these issues, though. Trust me. Yeah, it's three of us, Joe. What's good? It's three of us. Yeah, we got. I'm not using the threesome joke. I used a threesome joke last week. So I can't use the threesome joke. That's out the window. Anyway, this is episode 57 of the Enigma Self Hour. The Enigma Self Hour is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So big up to my man Joe, who's in the chat room right now, and Patrick Irvine, who's like my cousin by marriage, if you didn't know. So you can find more information regarding PAX Inc. at PAXInc.org. So yeah, man. What else we got? Podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. That's EnigmaSelf927. 927. So I got like, I think 55 episodes. I missed a couple of episodes. I just said because the internet is usually trash, Comcast. But while you are on the internet, after you check all the episodes, make sure you go over and check out my man Big Low. You can find him at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop and peep out his Ill Coffee blog. This week, he talked about setting up music video treatments. So how to plan it out, how to do all the sketches, getting with the director, finding the location. Location, location, location. Sounds Hollywood, but it's true. Find a location, secure the location, make sure it's straight. But if you want more information, tell my man Big Low, be educating y'all. More so than I'm doing, I'm just giving you hip-hop bullshit and then wonderful guests at the end. Cha-cha-cha-cha! Anyway, to my YouTube viewers, if you're watching right now or if you're watching in the future, Marty McFly, hit the like button, drop a comment, share, and most importantly, hit that subscribe button so I don't have to bug you on Facebook. As soon as I pop up, you'll know. You'll get an email, some type of alert, and you'll be like, wow, Enigma Self Timber must be on with another guest that's representing hip-hop to the fullest. I'm going to check it out. Or I can't check it out right now because I'm in Club Preve with DJ A to the L, so I'm going to check it out later and see what they're talking about. Regardless, hit the subscribe button. I don't have to bug you. And that's the point, because I don't want to bug anybody. also, too, if you want to check out the other past 56 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour, just go to www.freedomtrainradio.com, or you can go to anywhere you listen to podcasts. So if that's Spotify, if that's iHeartRadio, if that's Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, essentially anywhere you can find podcasts, just search The Enigma Self Hour or Enigma Self or Freedom Train Radio should populate, and you can check it out. Also, too, on those podcast holders, make sure you hit the subscribe button. So, again, when they post it on Monday, shout out to Pat, boom, you'll get it. And I don't have to bug you. I don't have to hit you up on Twitter or Facebook to say, hey, yo, listen to my podcast. You know why? Because you'll get the alert, and you'll get it automatically. You can come to me and be like, yo, E, what's up with Scott Jenga? What is he up to? You should listen to the podcast, you freaking idiot. He told you already, because this is going to be in the future. So whatever, this is what we get into. This is kind of trippy right now, because we're time traveling. In our minds. Marty McFly. Anyway. also, yo, I told you I'm not bugging out with the drops. But listen, if you're an artist, you want to play your song on the podcast, that like, a lot of people listen to the podcast. Shoot me your songs, even if you can't be a guest. Shoot me your songs. I can play your songs during the podcast. Now, granted, you won't hear it on the video, on the live stream, but on the podcast, I'll play it. Exposure, whatever. Shoot it at me. My email is enigmaself SEPT@gmail.com. Short for September, SEPT. Simple as that. Also, if you want to do a drop, Holler at your boy. As long as this is an MP3 or even Wave, boom, I got you. So, that's what we got. And, I'm going to take a sip. I was mad tripping. I told this nigga this is the first time I'm doing this. I got a TV, first of all. I haven't had television in 2 years. I'm a weirdo. So,
no. Nah.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give me all depth, even though clearly I left the game. No TV game, but what's even trippier is that I have the live playing through the TV, so we're like watching ourselves do this, which is trippy because a lot of the guests don't realize how they look. They're behind me,
yeah.
And I ain't be like, oh snap, I look bored. Let me look interested. That can look bored. It's fine. Especially when I'm doing this early part. It's whatever. But anyway, speaking of YouTube, one of my former guests and my homie dropped a video. My man Never Will Stop Deuce dropped a video today for Walking Zombie. King Red, what up?
Red, what up, boy?
How you going to say you ain't watched TV in 10 years, but then you got TV in your name, bro? What is you talking about?
What is he talking about?
Yeah, TV is King Red TV.
Red crazy.
Yo, matter of fact, y'all check out Red, man. He got the live joint. He reviewing people music. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I sent some music in there, Red. What's up?
Yeah. I ain't that brave. I figured I'd get in trouble for the whole top five list last week.
What top five list? The top five list now?
Yeah, I put out a top five list.
What?
Yeah.
I need to see the top.
Unfortunately, Django wasn't in my top five.
It's all good.
No disrespect.
I'm coming up there.
King Red? No, you definitely up there. King Red was in my top five. Matter of fact, he was number five. So, shout out to him.
Hey,
but
man, whatever. That Red, you're so funny with that goat post, boy. That goat.
Yo, you did.
I say he got no time right now, but a lot of time.
You ain't see the post he did.
Yeah, he did a post where like he posted like a bunch of goats in the yard. He was like, I'm having a meeting with the homies. Yeah, so I had a meeting with my team.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to pull up on the.
Right.
What you said? I'm saying, team. I ain't watching in a while. Salute to Jenga. Salute, fam. Always just love Jenga. You a legend, bro.
Appreciate
straight
it.
Up. That's why I got my man on the show. Cause my man out here doing things. So, but anyway, we're going to get into it. This is Walking Zombie. Never Will Stop Deuce. He got a video just came out today, so y'all check it out.
I'm a zombie on there if y'all ain't know.
Work. Oh, work?
Yeah.
Look at him.
I'm a zombie.
Look at God.
If y'all ain't know, I'm that.
Look at God. All right, Red. Appreciate you, bro. So, we're going to get into it, man. What I'm doing? I'm going to go here. So, this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Should have been, Mom.
Yeah. NWS, no will stop, douche. You already know what time it is. Yeah. I get dope. I get plenty money. Ain't no ones and fives, and I don't. Do no hesitating. I be on my grind. Black out.
All right, this is the Nick Myself Hour. That was my man, Never Will Stop Deuce with Walking Zombie. My man Django was in the video, because guess what? We out here working. That's how I go. We're going to get into it, man. First things first, our papa freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Nah. Oh, Felicia ain't going to cut me. Ain't entertaining no bunnies or honeys or sunnies, none of that. Except Sonny Anderson. She know how to cook. So, I'm going to come out the back door like, what you said? All right, so speaking of wifey material, to anybody in the last name Patty, the big news of the week was that Nicki Minaj announced her retirement. She said she was done with the rap game. She's going to sit back. Don't talk too soon. Said she was going to retire from the rap game because she wanted to start a family with Mr. Petty, the convicted murderer and supposed rapist, allegedly.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
But...
All right, Kelly.
Hey, I didn't say it. Jenga said it. All you bards, Jenga said it, not me. But no, apparently she's somewhat renounced to the decision or the announcement. Mm. She said that she's not going to retire. Not yet.
What?
Yeah, but she did say she's dropping a new album and that, no, she went back. She said it was insensitive for her to announce it on Twitter. So she's going to announce it on Queen Radio. Yeah, whatever. And also, too, she said that apparently, she's going to drop the album. By the time she dropped the album, she's going to be married. But by the time the album is out, but she won't have a wedding until the album is out. So I'm thinking they're going to low-key elope and then have a wedding, Princess Di style.
I think she's getting married.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just trying to clout chase right now.
Bro, that's essentially what it is. Like, a lot of people are like, what's wrong with a rapper saying they were going to retire? Rappers never retire. They say it all the time. Like, I remember the first person I remember said it was, like, Too Short. Back in, like, 98, I think. Like, he's going to retire, and this nigga started rapping when I was born. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 39 at the end of this month. Too Short has been rapping for 39 years, and this nigga's still out here. So, yeah, rappers retiring? Nah. But yeah, like Django says, it's college season, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. Like,
yep.
And then it was announced, like, she got, what is it? She already got, like, bookings throughout, like, the month or whatever. Mm-hmm. She already got stuff set up. So it's like, what you announcing a retirement for if you already got work set up and you got an album that's due to be released? But the barbs are crying, oh, no, Queen, don't leave us. Like, shut the fuck up. You got time for that.
I'm glad she retired. I won't need them anything good.
Yeah, I do think her hype time has passed. I think, I said it's time and time before. I think some rappers get better as they get older, but you have a window where you have, I guess, clout. Yeah, or you have, like, the hype, that hype. And it's kind of crazy because a lot of rappers get better once they get past the hype. So when they're not at the top or whatever, that's when, like, technically they get better. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, oh, man, that shit wet. And it's just like, not really. It's just y'all not enthused because they not, you know, in that space anymore. Right. But I think Nicki is out of that space. I think she's in a decline. And
she had a good run, though. You know,
she had a great run. Yeah,
like she had. I still a big someone that listens to Nicki Minaj music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but at the end of the day, she got to kind of think about what it is she can bring to the table right now.
Right,
you know, it's not much. I mean, I could see her doing a bunch of features.
Right,
you know,
right.
But that's not gonna carry your career. That's just you're just gonna be on a lot of good music.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah, I do think at this time she just. I mean, she good to drop a project, but it's not going to be as big as it was in 2010, 2011.
Right.
So, and she just got to accept that. I think that's what's hard for a lot of artists, is accepting that your run is over. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be Jay-Z. Everybody can't be Drake. Like, at some point, your run's going to be over, and you just got to accept that. You can still drop music.
Yeah.
You just ain't going to be that person. You know what I mean? And it sucks, too, because the fans don't – the fans are what is it? Weather fan. I can't say the word right. The fake weather. No. The fickle fans,
mm-hmm.
they'll drop you, and it sucks because you probably actually doper when you're not in the hype, but they're not going to recognize it. And a lot of artists get caught up trying to keep the hype up, and it's like, nah, just leave that shit be.
Right.
You
the hype be always be there.
Right. Like, you got a core. I know that's what Joe Budden was talking about on this podcast Wednesday. Like, you always going to have a core. That's like with Eminem. I don't know why he do some of the stuff that he do, because it's like he going to sell a million copies regardless.
Right.
Including myself. I'm a stan. But like, you got a million people that's going to buy your shit all the time. There's no need for you to do all the extras.
Yeah.
Because you got a million people that you can fart on a track and they're going to go copy.
Right.
So why even trip about the extras or whatever? But artists get caught up in the extras and they get caught up doing dumb shit. Speaking of people that's not doing dumb shit, shout out to Razzcast. He dropped a project today, Soul of Ice 2, which is a part 2 of his classic joint that dropped, I think, back in 97, 98. And Earth Gang dropped a project, Mirrorland. Now, I didn't listen to the Razzcast joint, but I did listen to the Earth Gang joint. I've been following these dudes since 2015. Went up to Atlanta for the AC3 mm-hmm. conference, and I saw them perform. Like De La Soul performed, Rakim. Mm-hmm. It was another group from Atlanta. It was like a rock group.
Huh? I think I'm hearing about that show.
Yeah, but they killed it, and I got the Outkast vibe, and I love Outkast. They just said it was biting Outkast. But he has had that vibe, so I was like...
I still got some SDs, some De La Soul SDs. Like, they got like a holographic tint to them.
Yeah.
And so it's like it shows like the 3 minutes.
The 3 minutes. Yo, you gotta show me that, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so fire, bro. It's like, I ain't worn them in a minute, but... Yeah, I still got them. It say De La Soul, and then it shows the 3 members, like in holographic. Like,
right. That's bugged out.
Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. better get up on it, Tony. He hot. Well, yeah, when they kicked it then, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty, it was dope, it was holding their own. But, yo, this project was dope. It really, my description would be, if someone told me that Savin Benjamin was a twin, and he made an album with his twin, this is what the album sound like.
Hmm.
Like, it really, like, it don't sound like some Dre shit, but it still sounds like some Dre 3000 shit.
Hmm.
But it doesn't sound forced. It don't sound like it was trying to do it. Like, it got, like, trap beats.
Right, right.
But it's still kind of instrumental at the same time.
Right.
So it's not just straight, like, bah! Like, it's got trap drums, but they layered the shit. And, you know, the lyrics is dope, the flows is dope. It killed the shit, so... I ain't going to call it a classic like I did Rascally last week, but it's definitely a dope project. I say, you know what I'm saying, y'all check it out. Speaking of dope shit, the Wu-Tang series dropped on Hulu.
Watch that.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I got to watch
it. I just got cable, people.
Somebody let me borrow their Hulu.
Right.
Log in. you know what I'm saying? I seen something through Cash App.
Word. That's so real. I think I had Hulu back in like 2016. No, 2015.
I just can't pay that monthly fee. I can't do the monthly fee, but
yeah.
I can shoot you something.
I better get ready, because that's going to be the future, bro. Hulu.
I keep
what, Disney got a streaming app?
That's why I haven't been low-key watching TV, because at the end of the day, when we do watch it, we on Netflix or we on Amazon Prime. Like,
yeah.
Like when we had DirecTV, it wasn't nothing.
Amazon Prime and Xfinity.
That's cable. Okay. Xfinity, Comcast.
We got DirecTV.
Oh, No.
Well, somebody paying the bills and somebody not. No, I'm joking.
We ain't got
that. But I got Netflix. Well, I ain't got Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I got Netflix to somebody
else. Got an account. Yeah. That's how it be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody mama gonna pay it.
Right. And I got, what I got? Netflix and I got Prime. Yeah. Actually, the person I get Netflix from, they get their Prime through me. So it's kind of an exchange. Yeah. That's going to be the future.
Prime is cool.
That's going to be the future.
I don't really get into the Netflix series. It's too much. Like, some of them be in a whole different language. So,
yeah,
reading it is sometimes I don't really be on it. But I read it.
I can't get in the series. I don't got time for a series.
Yeah.
Really not the series, Prime, but like originals, the Netflix originals.
I can do it. Like, I did, like, the, what was it, Dave Chappelle? I think that's the last, like...
Yeah, I was watching Dave
Chappelle. Yeah.
And he had an old school jumper?
Nah, I don't even... Oh, yeah.
I know you watched it. I'm tripping.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's the Dave Chappelle jumper he had on.
Right.
He ain't like it. He looked like a janitor.
Yo, no disrespect to janitors. My daddy's a janitor, man. Hold
no
up.
Disrespect, but hold that's up. Dave hold Chappelle.
Nah. Yeah, it's Dave Chappelle, yeah. No, what tripped me about him wearing the jumper was like the sweat stains, bro.
Yeah.
So apparently he either had like a wife beater, uh-huh, or he didn't have nothing underneath. Because he was definitely sweating underneath.
He was sweating, boy.
Yeah. That's what bothered me about it. It was just like...
He didn't do no, you gotta do a
dress rehearsal.
You gotta baby powder it up.
You got
right.
As I said, when you're on the stage,
that's just let y'all know. For y'all that don't
know,
you gotta be on point. Gotta baby powder it up.
Yep. Come on, David Chappelle, man. $50 million.
You know something about hygiene.
Let me see what else we got. Other news. Azalea Banks called out Lizzo for whatever reason.
What was that about? Cause she's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Is that
your name?
It's crazy.
I don't think
I've never really seen this woman.
Right. What have you done? What have you done?
Lizzo, though? I love Lizzo.
Yeah. I think...
Leave Lizzo alone.
She said she said Lizzo is basically playing mammy to white pop audience.
Let me tell y'all something about Lizzo, man. That girl, Lizzo, is the future. All right, now, I've always wanted to see big girls get into the game.
Word.
All right.
Y'all know me.
I love little girls. I love girls.
Hey, boy, hey, yo, hey.
My girl know how I am. She know how I am. She knows.
My man like petite girls.
At the end of the day, I have a certain type. But when it comes to what I want to see in the music industry, I want to see it all. You know what I'm saying? I want to see people that can show their craft. Because in the day, shoot, you ain't got time to do anything else. Nobody else can see it. Show that bitch, though. Let me see it. I want to see it.
Plus, she can play a flute, my nigga.
A flute, bro.
She can play a whole flute and dance while playing the fucking flute. Yeah. So, Ziggy Banks, shut the fuck up. Just want attention.
I don't even know who that
first
is.
First of all, playing an instrument is being a totally different musician than being...
Just rippity-rippity raps.
Yes.
I tell people, I got into raps because I couldn't play an instrument. So
if you can play an instrument, that's discipline.
But yeah, man. Yeah, she hating. Lizzo, keep doing your thing. You got number one. Lizzo has the number one song in the country right now.
Yeah.
I think she's what? It's only
it's been out
four,
since 2017.
I think four other black females have done that. Lauryn Hill, in the past 20 years. Lauryn Hill, Cardi B, Lizzo, I think Alicia Keys.
I knew Alicia Keys.
Because Alicia Keys, if she wanna say that, means she's like an Alicia Keys of her time. Because Alicia Keys played to the white crowd when she was out.
Yeah, but she said mammy. Well, I kinda get it, but it's a stretch.
It's
only because she overweight and she act kinda goofy, but
yeah.
So what? I don't think that's a
character, bro.
Yeah, you gotta make yourself. You gotta have a niche, but yeah, I don't think it's like a mammy thing.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not even being shown too many times as far as an artist with artistry and being goofy.
Right. And also too, like they do, I guess, sexy her up, and usually a mammy is not asexual.
Yeah.
So the fact that they can, you know, have her with a cleavage and shake, like, that's not mammy, like, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, she reaching. I see what she's saying, but she reaching. You see, other goofy news. Tekashi 6ix9ine manages Shotty at 15 years fair time. So, yeah. Kind of bad, but not kind of bad, in my opinion.
Not as bad as it was doing.
Yeah. There's
something different about that story, though, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's weird. My thing is, 15 years is bad, but 15 years fair time is not that bad.
If I get 15 years, I
want it
in the fair.
I want the fair, right. I think a lot of people don't understand, like, fair time is not the worst. State time
is
horrible.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Because it depends on what state you're in.
Exactly. Like, you're in Alabama, you don't want to die.
Go through hell.
Me or Mississippi, you don't want to die. Fair time, nigga, you got the internet. Chill out. You can still holler at people. Let's see. Speaking of criminal ties, ASAP Rocky, the first with his lawyer, not the one that got him out, but the original one, he got shot in the head and in the chest. Somebody just came up, pop, pop, and got into an SUV and rolled off.
What?
So
ASAP Rocky, first man.
Yeah, or the first lawyer.
First lawyer.
Yeah, in Sweden. So I don't know what that's all about, but yeah, that sounds crazy.
What did his first lawyer do? Was he a good lawyer?
I mean, he set everything up. Apparently, he did. He was the one that defuted the idea that ASAP Rocky was in inhumane environment when he was locked up.
Defuted.
Like, because ASAP Rocky's camp was trying to say that he was in inhumane conditions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was like, nah, he's not. Which, honestly, I believe the lawyer because it's Sweden. Like, yeah. Most jails in Europe, especially the northern Scandinavian jails, they not like American jails.
You ever watch a show called Wentworth?
No.
Okay. It's about a jail in Australia.
Right.
A women's prison in Australia, and they're just so... you're so different than American jails.
Yeah. Yeah, American jails are trash. Especially county jails. But I know, like, in Sweden and Norway, like, you got open spaces. They do, yeah, like, their whole shit is different. So
they deal with,
like a college dorm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's from Norway.
Patty Foot. I'm a rapper. 20 years deep. Also, too, I'm going to get into this real deep, but we got to get into the next song. Of course, you heard about the Kevin Hart getting to the car accident. He had to get surgery. You have to recover. The crazy shit is that he got into that car accident, and then somebody released a clip of the shot in which it appears that he's gaslighting Lil Nas X and regarding him coming out and saying that he was gay or whatever. And I just really think the timing is super weird. Then on top of that, you add the layer of the Dave Chappelle joke about Kevin Hart and him getting in trouble about the tweets.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, and I say this real quick, shout out to my man David, who hooked up the cable today. Hopefully he's watching. He said he would. I gotta make it short, but y'all gotta chill with, like, jumping on clips. Like, it's a 15-second clip. People judge Kevin Hart trying to say he's a homophobe, but still a homophobe because of what the clip showed, but it was only like 15 seconds. And honestly, the way I looked at it, it looked like he was really challenging like everybody else and not challenging Lil Nas X. And also, too, it's a barbershop.
Yeah, you have to be able to ask the questions that you can't ask in a political space.
Right. When you're in a barbershop, you're going to go hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's how dudes talk.
Like, I can talk to you how I really feel. I ain't got to be politically correct.
Right. So I think people got to understand that's what it is, and that's what the setup is in that episode. So if you understand that, you realize if Kevin or anybody else in that clip was really talking aggressive, that's just, I hate to say it, but that's how niggas talk.
Yeah, especially in the barbershop. I don't even know what happened, but I know how shit go down in the barbershop.
So it's like, yo, even if they was challenging him, it wasn't on some like, oh, you a gay nigga challenge. It was like, no. You a dude, you in here with niggas, we We're gonna talk to you like a nigga. Yeah. We ain't gonna dance around shit. We're gonna come at you aggressive. But we come at you aggressive because we know it's love. We in a situation where we know it's love.
I just wanna know.
Right, straight up.
It's no reason of you should be criticized for asking questions.
But that's the thing about it, like people getting that Kevin Hart, like, yeah. Oh, he didn't change.
I would want to ask Lil Nas X the same question, because I asked that question myself. Why did he come out?
When he came out. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get what it did for you.
I think, honestly, I think he just wanted to put it out there. I think some people may think it was a marketing plow.
Right.
I don't think it was. I just think he probably knew it would come out eventually, so he wanted to get ahead of it.
And see, that's a good. I feel
you on that. Yeah, I don't think it's nothing nefarious behind it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, let me just hear you say it.
But I do understand why people may think that it's nefarious. Because the timing, right. You know what I'm saying, was kind of like, all right, your single is the hottest single right now. Add a little fuel to keep it going or whatever so you can break the record, whatever. So I can see why people may think so. But my thing is, even if you think even if Kevin Hart was gaslighting him or egging him on or whatever you think it is, like, it's a 15-second clip. Get it in context. Get it in context. Because if you jump the gun on it, you end up looking stupid. And that doesn't help your cause, even if your cause is legit. So relax, people. Chill. So anyway, talking too much. I'm going to go on to this next track. And I'm selfish, and I like the song. I like the song because I'm in the song, and it is what it is. You can't stop me because this is my podcast. I can do what I want to. And it's the month of September, and guess what? My last name is September, so I can do what I want to. So I'm going to play Rolling Stoner Yellow featuring myself. This is Jungle on the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
I'll be straight up out the jungle. Really straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these fucking commas? Coming straight up out the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle. Diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ayy, because I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit is jungle.
Brain splatter, RIP to who it matters. Yeah. Moms lost her son to the game, he didn't matter. Drinking by Bayhaw, my nose to drink it faster. Yeah. Speeding through the wind, bad bitches wishing I smashed her. Try to hold me down while I'm pulling myself together. I got a few bruises, but me, I'm feeling better than I was before. When I'm back for more, when I kick in the door, waving that 4-4. Let's stick up. All you niggas get up. I'm back showing my ass, so go and pick my shit up. Yeah. Stand there with your chin up. Pussies play the victim, and I ain't pointing no fingers but you. Your odor sickening, ho, you don't listen. Quit blowing that loud. I give it all up just to see my cousin smile. Alina getting big, yeah, I'm still crazy. And me, I'm still fucking the game, and niggas hate it.
I'll be straight up out the jungle. Really straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these fucking commas? Coming straight up out the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running?
Yo, from Talent Ho to Motown.
Yeah,
this is how we throw down. Uh-huh. Fucking on your whole clown. Now tell me what you know now.
What?
Talking all that shit. But we in your town. You yapping like a bitch. Using adverbs and pronouns. Since 01, I seen jits turn to old men. Uh-huh. I tried to warn these fools like an old man.
What?
The game burnt niggas like Jews in the oven. Uh-huh. Mad like coaches that never went pro damn. Old man, Logan with my heart in my palm. See, they want you to react, but I remain calm. Aries mom, yeah. Scorpio dad, I am the song.
Yeah.
Attitude bad, but y'all niggas are just dumb. Detroit what? Don't give a fuck, nigga, you know. These niggas suck, just like a cup full of jello. Shots run amok and get stuck in your elbow. This ain't Nick Myself, yellow. Tell them how that hook go.
Aye. They think shit hit sweet, then cross over.
What?
Send them fake killers, we buried them toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Devil round the corner, I'm feeling them getting closer. Room too quiet, got me looking over my shoulder.
My nigga,
niggas disappear the more you get older. Be real to yourself and the real to come closer.
Yeah.
Living in the clouds, I'm blowing all this ganja. Your niggas too turn, get that fuck shit from round here. Ayy, and leave me where you found me. You want me, you without me. Remember, all you niggas doubted me. Look at me now,
I be straight about the jungle. Really straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking promises? Coming straight about the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight up about the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle. Diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I've been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ayy, cause I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit a jungle.
Bella rose to ease the pain. Cause thinking to force me to blow my brains away. Yeah, you feel me?
All right, and we're back. This is the Enigma Cell Hour. That was Rolling Stoner Yellow featuring myself with Jungle. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this thing popping. I got my man Sky Jenga in the building.
What's up, playboy?
Chilling. Being here.
Now, I know Joe watching. He like looking at me like a fucking idiot. I got a confession hour. Joe actually hit me up, I think, the top of this year.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, you gotta get dude Sky Jenga on. I already knew who he was. I was like, all right, I'm gonna holler at him, whatever. And, but time got passed, whatever. I was hollering at people, boom, boom, boom. Now, you was cussing on my brain. It was like, all right, Joe told me, holler, man, I want to holler at him because I know you had been doing your thing or whatever. So, Joe, hey, 9 months later, bro. 9 months later, a whole baby has been born. I finally got my man Scott Jenga in the building. But I'm glad I got you here. So, as I've seen you around, seen you do a few showcases. I know you roll with my boy, dang, I want to call him by his brother's name, Jimmy A. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is like, it really bugged out for me because I grew up with his family. And he looks just like his brother Bobby. I think when I saw y'all at, the Art District.
Yeah.
And like I saw him, and I was like, I thought Bobby was locked up. So I saw him, I was like, and, well, the thing too was, he was born after my parents split. Okay. So the church that his family and my family was going to, I think he was born after that. So I didn't like know him. But I knew like his brothers and his sister and his parents, rest in peace, and his dad.
Yeah.
So it was just like, but I was looking, I'm like, dog, what the world? So when I hollered at him, he was like, yeah, that's my bigger bro, whatever. And I was like, oh, snap. So it just like bugged me out. I was like, boy, you look just like your brother.
That boy, look, they family got like the spitting, they spitting out.
Right.
Spitting out. I know.
So, yeah, I think, man, like, I mean, his mom, like, was, like, the leader of the kids' choir.
Yeah.
So, any, like, choir experience I got was from her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. But anyway, regardless.
Shout out to Jimmy, man. Jimmy A. Blueprint Drew up out. Y'all haven't heard. Speaking Jimmy A.
No doubt. You can check the video on YouTube because I did that today because I had to do my research because I'm a responsible journalist. So, what made you get into the rap game, bro?
Well, it's a crazy story, man. I played sports, you know. I had a scholarship out at Weber International, business, computer system. Basically, it was computer engineering, man.
Right.
I did end up getting my, you know, degree, but I didn't play football like I initially started out to. Got hurt, came back.
You were safe?
No, I actually played a receiver.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was my second choice.
I played a little nickelback, though.
Yeah. I can tell by like, just the statue. Like, you either played receiver or you played DB or secondary.
Yeah. So, it was fun, man. I had a little track scholarship as well. Did hurdles and high jump. That was dope. That was real dope. But I came back, met somebody who knew how to make beats. They played guitar. And got into FL Studio. Started making beats.
Right.
Before I knew it, I was making beats, man. And started becoming close to a couple of people I went to high school with. We started a little group called ourselves the Astronauts. Only Astronauts, I believe.
Yo, am I wearing a NASA shirt? This is gone.
So, man, I'm tell you, it was fire. We had a little 3-year run, but ended up breaking it up. But I continued to go on, man, and I always called myself Sky Jenga. Actually, I used to call myself Sky Walker. Then I turned myself into Sky Jenga and started the company. And here I am, man. I've been doing showcases and reaching out to other artists and making beats, doing features, and creating a little monument for myself, man.
And the Sky part tripped me out because I took my daughter to go see Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like a little girl doll named Sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on the fight. Like, I got like a little Sky toy. I ain't no Sky Marshall. Ain't no nothing dogs.
Right.
So I went to the thing and was like, oh, it's a whole little community. My bad.
Yeah. Kids, I'm sure about that.
Yeah. So I get the Sky. Where did the Jenga part come from?
So. High school, graduation. All right, so before I graduated, me and my cousin, we used to like do parties, and then when I came back from college, we did more parties. And we ended up just calling like Jenga parties. They was just like rude and just crude, and they was just all over the place. Feel me? With Jello shots, it was just paint everywhere, like body paint and stuff, and just plastic over the floor, just DJs, just water balloon. It was all over the place.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah,
very good way.
It was very, very awesome. So, like, but we stopped doing it. I used to DJ a long time ago. I used to call myself DJ Menace. But after I stopped DJing, man, you know what I mean? I did parties and we called them Jenga parties and ended up coming up with Jenga World. And, you know what I mean? I used most of the money to invest in like equipment and from work getting more equipment, and that's where I'm at.
Oh, that's dope, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I know in the last podcast, I told like, hey, this is the top five or whatever.
Right.
And I had my man Beast, I think, at 3.
Right. And Beast's performances is wicked, bro.
Right.
Like, he conjures up something before he performs. It's like,
right.
It's
just
crazy, right?
Like, damn, Ewan. Oh, mm-hmm. But one of the things I like about the Beast is he got so much stuff lined up.
Yeah.
In particular, like even having like a LLC, right, and that stuff. And so in return, in that aspect, I see that you got a lot of stuff lined up. Like, you got the production, you got, you know, the music, so you're not making beats. You got the studio.
Got the label, man. I have an independent label in Tallahassee. Got a couple artists that I have signed. Not necessarily like looking to sign more artists, but I'm looking to represent. You know, like, I want to do more collaboration with artists rather as signing an artist. You know, I feel like the industry is becoming a little bit different. A lot of things are a little saturated. But when it comes to labels, I don't feel like signing is the where it's at right now. I feel like, you know, it's kind of doing collaborations with artists to see what they need, help them get their growth type thing. So me, as far as being myself as an artist and being a producer, I like to collaborate with other artists that need extra help, you know, to get themselves out. So,
right.
Yeah.
And what made you get into that aspect? Because like I said, I had to come, he called this company out. But I had the cable man come through today, and I was telling him about, you know, I don't understand why people want to be rappers because it's like the bottom of the totem pole.
It is.
But, you know, you decided to be multifaceted in your approach to the music in the music industry.
Right.
Like, what inspired you to expand more so than just being a musician or, you know, or being a DJ? What inspired you to do more level to interact with more levels of it?
I feel like we don't know enough as people, as artists, you know what I mean? There's not, you know, like a direct link we can go to and say, hey, this is everything you know. So, you know what I mean? With me, I like to learn different things. I like to teach as well. So a lot of times when I'm doing different things, I try to capture those moments and teach them to others. You know, I build in a certain bracket of what I want to do in my lifetime. So right now I'm looking to teach people who actually don't know enough, you know what I mean, as far as the music industry goes. I mean, I still don't know enough myself, but what I learn, I teach people on the go. So I guess.
What are a couple of things you think people don't know when it comes down to, like, making music or putting music out?
Music can be put out with your homeboys, everybody can listen to it, but how do you get paid for it? How do you get those shows? How do you get their demographic? Who is your demographic? Marketing strategies, stuff like that. How to keep a promotion going for a single. What is your single?
One thing
that I feel like an artist really needs to know is your demographic. We're in a city like right now in Tallahassee.
Right.
So, you know, you have a lot of trap music, but there's a lot of college students.
Right.
So us doing trap music is only going to keep us in Tallahassee. You know, unless you know a lot of DJs, then the DJ is going to get you out of Tallahassee.
Right.
So it's either you go one or two ways. You go to where you go with this trap music and you go to the DJs, or you go to these college students to where you are getting taken from Tallahassee to another city.
Right.
Because they're leaving. And like, they're only going to be here for 4 years, and, you know, maybe like 30-40% stay here.
Right.
But the rest of them, they out. They gone. So you kind of got to think of it like that.
Just trying to capture the hub, basically, of what Tallahassee is, which...
know your city.
Yeah. I remember talking to... I can't even think of a buddy's name. That's a damn shame. I mean, from 69 Boys. But I remember talking to him about that. This is back in 06.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, like, the key thing about Tallahassee is, you know, because you got people coming in from different areas, it can draw your music back out.
Yeah, and then have a real marketing strategy. Like, don't just go put your music out doing shows and have nothing to give to people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right.
You gotta get merch.
Oh, wait. Please say that again.
You have to have merch. You have to be on the stage with posters like this. I mean, you need to be having people on side to side.
Right.
You know, like, and all this dropping music crazy, like, here and there. I see people dropping music, like, video after video after video. Nothing has went on Worldstar, nothing on Say Cheese. It's all straight Facebook.
Right.
Like, your Facebook friends are biased.
Right.
Just like you because they like you. That's it.
Right.
Most of them don't even want you to win, so... You gotta think of other ways than we get just from that Facebook situation. Facebook is cool.
Like, definitely, I would say, even with the podcast, like, you know, just a video, like, most of my traffic comes through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said, they get a realistic view of who really fuck with you.
Right.
Like, you have to get beyond that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And plus, the podcast, y'all can't see this, but YouTube, man, my man's got a shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Charlie got the shirt. Like, that's merch. That's stuff that you can take. Boom. If you got a fan, they can take it. Not only can you get money off of it because they're buying it, but you get advertising. Look at, boom.
Yeah.
Got a Nod joint. My man Big Low is advertising, man. Straight
up. Shirts on sale for $25.
Yeah.
Man and women sizes.
Fat boy sizes.
Working on getting more fat boy sizes.
I'll need 5X.
All right. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because one of my friends need one.
I need me and King Red.
King Red is definitely
a winner. He's 5'8", bro.
Beyond, like, he's got to have one first.
To get a shirt.
King Red, I might have to put yours in a box with the bow on that bit. Just because you've been asking for one for a minute, so. Yeah, I definitely got to get Red one. That's my dog. Oh, yeah, we got
We'll get into that.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into these two tracks. Let me pick my big ass up. Take up half the screen. We're going to get into two of Scott Jenga's joints. We got Chances, and then we'll hit you with the Blew Her Brains Out.
You got Blew all the exclusives.
Blew Her Brains Out.
Blew Her Brains
Out. This here on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Why you tell that ain't mean shit? How you tell that that ain't mean shit? How you tell that that ain't mean shit? Hard to tell, but I can tell you I don't need this. Wake up early every morning, I get decent. Won't let you pussy niggas tell me I won't be shit. Been through the cup, been through some stuff, but I ain't bleed yet. I'm so focused, I'm so close that I can seize it. Chef on these beats and in the kitchen, I got season. Hey, what's the issue? I won't miss you, I won't be stressed. How you hate but you don't know me, that's conceited. Smell something fishy, guess you pussy like them females. I'm on top, no rolling over, fighting demons. You ain't done shit for me, why you think I need ya? You ain't done shit for yourself, you don't believe yet. I'm just thankful, glad to be here. Papa Eddie, go all night, I ain't fatiguing. Pat from Cali, brought it back and now I'm eating. Got me some rashes, don't be asking for a leash, yeah. I'm about my business, they don't need to know the details. Just be ready for the pre-sale. Mama told me get that bag, just be careful who you smash. I've been flying on a bag, yeah, distractions never last. So I left them in the past, live the day like it's my last. All that talking get you waxed, it's some questions I won't ask. It's some stuff I need to have, when that cash come, I'ma act up. Cup of 80 flooded with some glass on it, cup of Porsche coupe color red on it. Got a bad bitch with some ass on it, I'ma brag on it. Spin a bag on it, Chanel bag on it, smoke a dab on it. Lately I've been going through the masses, lately I've been going through some chances.
Hour. That was my man Scott Jenga with Chances and Blew Her Brains Out. And apparently, we'll blow Lizzo brains out. Mm-hmm. Here's looking at you, Lizzo. Fucking Azalea Banks. So, let me get back to the YouTube joint so we know what we're looking at. Even though we over here.
We are over here.
This is weird. 4 second delay.
I appreciate y'all checking out my tracks.
No doubt. So, how can,
which one are you playing?
Blew Your Brains Out and Chances.
Okay,
yep. So how can the people, if they want to get more of that, why can they get in contact with you? How can they get to your music?
All right, so I'm gonna be real with y'all.
I ain't put none of that music out. For real, the only reason why is because I need to market it right. Now, y'all getting it, listen, y'all listening to it, you know, and y'all give me some feedback. Let me know which one out of the two I need to be pushing. I'll get my cover art ready. I kind of maybe already have it done. Just, I'll be listening. I'll be hitting up graphic artists like, hey, I need this done. So I probably got all already in the works. But follow me on Instagram, Sky, SKY, Jenga, JANGA, and all social media handlers the same exact thing.
Now, everybody on YouTube, that information will be at the bottom of the page. I'm going to have it posted so you can get it off top. Anybody listening to the podcast, that same information will be posted in the description of the podcast. So, fuck with your man.
I am.
Let them know what's good.
I'm on iTunes, though. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Sky Jenga, same thing. I got music that's already out. Money Turn Me On is out. Blue Front Drip is out. I Had Plans For You is out. Couple other ones are out. Shout out to Scott. Shout out to Jay Philly. He's on there with me for some features. Shout out to my artist LK Divine. We're putting out 2120 this month. Shout out to my birthday coming up at the end of this month, September 27th. So,
bro, wait, oh, whoa, wait a minute, yo, hold the fucking press. Bro, I know we ain't got the same birthday, dog.
Y'all got the same birthday as
Lil Wayne. I know we ain't got the same birthday, dog.
Same birthday as
in that month. September 27th. Holier than the 7th. Nigga, fuck Lil Wayne. Nigga, we got this shit, nigga. What? Alright, it's still fuck Lil Wayne, but big shout out to my man Scott Jenga for coming through. Big shout out to Tiny Jenga for holding it down. Yo, next week I got my man Severe the Young Drac in the building, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. That'll be next week, live on YouTube, and also, of course, the podcast will be posted the following Monday. So, appreciate any and everybody supporting the Enigma Self-Power, supporting Freedom Train Radio, supporting everything that we're doing, the podcast worldwide. Shouts out to hip-hop. Shouts out to anybody that's listening. Y'all holler at your boy at Enigma Self-9 on Twitter, on Instagram at Enigma Self, and also Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf and facebook.com/EnigmaSelf9. Get at your boy, let me know that you're listening, and I'm going to holler back. So, this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Peace. Much love to you.